Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Sirianni might be on his way to a championship. He really might be. We shall see. Let's listen to Nick Sirianni in the locker room after the game yesterday. The Eagles get the win. It's their 14th of the season. You're going to hear from Sirianni. You're going to hear from Howie. You're going to hear from Jeff Lurie, and you'll know why when you hear them talk about it. Here's Nick Sirianni yesterday to the players after the game.
It's been like that all year, right? Somebody goes down, the next person steps up and plays their ass off. That's a team. That's a team, guys. And you guys played to the standard. You played your ass off. You played tough. You played physical. You played nasty. You played grimy. All those different things to help us get our 14th win of the season, which is a franchise record.
Nobody wants to win a championship more than this guy, but today he won his 300th game as the owner of the Eagles. Jeffrey, break this team down.
Hey, listen, this is for all you guys. We got a lot more to accomplish. 14 wins, be proud of it, but you know where our goals are.
I love it. It's a lot of good stuff there. And Jeffrey Lurie deserves a lot of credit. Three decades, he's been an incredible owner. And let's do a game called Compare and Contrast with the Cowboys owner, Jerry Jones, who also moonlights as the GM for some dumb reason. So he obviously is the guy in Dallas. And Mike McCarthy's been his coach for a while now, may stay his coach, which seems hard to believe. Here's Jerry Jones after the Cowboys game yesterday, talking about his, at least as of 8:27 a.m. this morning, still head coach Mike McCarthy.
Of course, Mike's one of the best coaches that I think there is. He was made the coach here because I thought that, and he's done absolutely nothing to diminish my opinion of him as a coach.
You know, it's hard to imagine someone could say that. Now, I understand if you're about to fire the guy, you're not going to say I'm about to fire the guy. But do you have to go as far as to say he's done nothing to diminish my thoughts of him as a coach?
It really is. It's nonsense.
Hard to believe.
What are you watching? Now, we know that Jerry wants his own level of autonomy. He wants to be able to just dip his hands and feet and everything in Dallas. And Mike McCarthy lets him.
Pretty
so
incredible.
Why would he move on from the man who's so...
But don't you want to win?
You would think.
You know, that's the part that makes no sense to me. Let's listen to more of Jerry Jones, because I wouldn't say exactly doubled down, but he went further, at least, with these
incredible
comments.
Lack of self-awareness by Jerry Jones.
Well, he always has. Yeah, he's a billionaire.
Continues.
Gets to play with his toys, but it's just like, dude, here's more Jerry Jones.
I don't know that I am considering making a change, is really what I'm trying to say.
Like, okay.
Really?
Okay.
Oh, good.
All right.
That's super for us.
Well, you know who knows that. Let's listen to Brandon Graham. So BG yesterday was on ESPN's pregame show, And he talked somewhat extensively about this issue. Mike McCarthy, the Cowboys, the Eagles, Eagles fans, Eagles history. Here's Brandon Graham yesterday on Mike McCarthy.
What is your sense when you play them? Do you feel like I'm playing against a well-coached, solidly coached team?
Well, I got to give him respect. He got much respect in the league. But right now, the Eagles fans like, yeah, keep him.
Is that right?
You asking the wrong person about this one, right? Because Dallas, I love it right now. I love what the situation they're in because I understand. It's just a fun back and forth. But, for me, I know that Eagles fans would agree and keep them so that we can continue to keep beating them.
There you go, BJ.
He ain't wrong.
Right? It's so good. All right, 215-592-9494. Playoff schedule and right back to the phones. Here's what we've got. So it happened late last night. Detroit walloped Minnesota. Walloped them. So Detroit is as legit a one seed as you'll pretty much ever find. I mean, 15-2, and they went mano a mano with a 14-2 team to get that at the end. That's impressive. So Detroit, the one seed, they get the bye. Here's the schedule, and obviously KC, the other team with a bye. Here's the schedule for this weekend. Saturday at 4:30, Chargers at Texans. Saturday at 8 o'clock, Steelers at Ravens. Baltimore's a big favorite in that game. Sunday at 1, the Broncos at the Bills. You would expect the Bills to win that game pretty handily. Although it'll be interesting to see Bo Nix in a playoff game and see what he's got at this stage. Obviously much more advanced than people realized, you know, when the season started. 4:30, the
Sean Payton has done an incredible job.
He has.
And I know that the Chiefs were playing a lot of backups and everything.
Question.
But that was a dominant win that they had to have yesterday.
Didn't CBS turn the game off here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they switch over to Chargers Raiders.
Because I didn't watch the first quarter, and I was like, I'm going to get to it. Because I was watching Eagles post game, like, I'm going to get to the Carson thing. At a certain point, I turn it on and watch Carson Wentz. He's not even on TV anymore.
Let me tell you something. You didn't miss anything.
You know why? You know why, James? Because
Carson stinks. Carson Wentz is horrible.
Update. He still does, and he still is. Yes.
All right. So the Eagles play at 4:30 on Sunday against the Packers. That's a Fox game, which means it'll be a Tom Brady game, which means it's a Maryland Mike game for you. Right there. Maryland Mike.
Yeah, just sync it up. Yeah. It works. I do it all the time.
4:30. Green Bay at Philadelphia. Maryland Mike here at WIP. We'll carry you for those couple hours. All right. Washington and Tampa Bay. That's 8 o'clock Sunday night. Of course, that game and the next game, which is Monday night at 8 o'clock, Minnesota at the Rams. Detroit will play the lowest seed that emerges. Lowest seed that emerges, which if they win will be the Commanders. They're the lowest seed of those four. So if the Commanders win, Washington will play at Detroit. If not, then obviously it can go in different directions. But bottom line is Eagles can play a number of these different teams. And it is interesting to note that if the Eagles get Minnesota in the second round, which the Eagles will get Minnesota if the Vikings win and Washington wins, the Eagles will get Minnesota on a Sunday on a short week because Minnesota plays on the Monday. So obviously Minnesota couldn't possibly turn around and play from the Monday to a Saturday. But Minnesota would play Monday to Sunday, and it would still be a short week for the Vikings and a full week for the Eagles.
I mean, regardless how it plays out, too, because we know it can't be Washington if the Eagles win, obviously. Like, it's going to be a path to the play. Like, in 2022, like, that was not a, you know, I know they had the bye, but
that was
Giants.
That was a joke.
Like, we're talking, it could be the Packers, the Bucks,
Vikings.
Or the Vikings in that second game, potentially, and then the Lions, potentially. I mean, that, and then the Bills or Chiefs, potentially. Like, if they can do this run, it will be a damn impressive.
I agree with you. I totally agree with that. All right, a lot of things to get to here. Your reaction to yesterday, but more importantly, the coming playoffs, where you stand, what your thoughts are, your emotions, the whole deal. 215-592-9494. Reminder, we're giving away a pair of tickets to the Eagles-Green Bay game Friday at 8 o'clock. Friday at 8. You got to listen to our show Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 8 a.m. All 4 days, we'll give you one name of a current or former Eagle player, or staff member, coach, and such. Know the four names that we say. And with those four names, Friday at 8 o'clock, you can win tickets to see the Eagles.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Eagles and the Green Bay Packers.
Playoff tickets from our great partner, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
Let's get a lot of calls in here. Also, I want to get to something Charles Barkley said in the last few days. We'll hit that shortly. Bill in Woodbury right now. Bill, good morning.
Yes. I don't know anyone talking about this, but you know, the Eagles the last few years have been really touting how they only have to go for 9 yards because of the tush push. You've got a newly concussed Jalen. Are you going to do tush pushes with him?
If he's cleared. Yeah, if he's cleared, yes. If not, then someone else is going to. But I hear your point. I'll be surprised if he's cleared that they don't.
Okay.
You know, I mean, if you're cleared, you're cleared.
Yeah, I know you're going to see linebackers just going for his head.
But they do every other play as well. Bill, every time he takes a snap, people try to kill him.
Yeah, I know. I know. But that is just that's just hand-to-hand combat, that tush push. I mean,
it's rough.
I hope so.
It's football.
But, I mean, I don't know.
I do know. They'll use him to tush push, and that's the way it is, and we're going to succeed with it.
Okay, I hope so. I hope so.
All right, Bill, appreciate the phone call, buddy. James, what do you got in there?
Yeah, Adam Schefter putting out the Giants, contrary to potential what people believed, are going to keep both their general manager and head coach. Joe Shane and Brian Daboll will continue in their respective roles with the organization that the Giants put out.
They put out a statement, Joe.
Well, you know, are you surprised, John?
I do think Brian Daboll has proven himself to be a pretty good coach. You know, previously, I don't know. Doesn't it feel like what he's doing now should be discrediting him to some degree?
Well, especially yesterday, all the guys jumping off sides. It's fourth down.
It was horrendous. It was the lack of discipline in that game late. That team's not playing for him or even for one another. So I am surprised. I think what they put out there on the field yesterday is a great sign for our future when we play the Giants. With that regime still in place. Yeah, great. Great news coming from Dallas, potentially, if Mike McCarthy's sticking around. Incredible news about the Giants
as well.
I mean,
look at it this way. It's hard to blame John Mara. The guy hasn't slept in months. So
you know why, if I had to guess why they probably kept him? Because he helped Josh Allen develop, and they're probably about to draft a QB, and they probably think, let's get him the right quarterback and try
to draft a QB, but you... Where are they drafting?
Four?
Three or four, somewhere in there, yeah.
Okay. Well, you kind of blew it winning last week.
I know.
I'm well aware.
It's unbelievable.
Love it.
I'm well aware. It's wild.
And again, that's Brian Daboll that you're keeping. I don't know. I guess you do respect that he actually did his job and applied, and they put 45 points on the board last week. He is an offensively minded coach, but what a dumb time to do it. You just lost the potential to have the first pick overall.
You know, Joe Banner
replaced Daniel Jones so badly. Yeah.
Joe Banner had a tweet yesterday. I'll pull it up in a moment, but he was talking about who's the team that blew it yesterday? New England?
New England, yeah. They beat the Bills. They were the one pick and they beat the Bills.
All right, here's what Joe Banner tweeted yesterday about.
Is that why he got fired, you think, Mayo? They said, dude, lose the game.
No, I think they were firing him anyway. My guess is that's probably why he tried to win so hard, though.
Good point.
Oh, my God. I'll find it. But it was basically ripping New England for winning that game.